The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm good.
Now I'm going out on a limb by asking this, but trees are valuable, but, you know, sometimes they can be a real menace.
Yes, they absolutely can. But let's talk about the good stuff first, you know.
Good.
Trees are great value adds to your property and to the earth, right? I mean, three properly placed trees could save you as much as $250 a year in energy costs, and that's according to the U.S. government. And their shade cuts cooling costs in the summer, and in winter they serve as a windbreak and help hold down your heating costs. Trees also decrease stormwater runoff. They remove carbon dioxide from the air. And depending on your market, a mature tree could potentially and significantly boost your home's value.
Okay, I sense the word but.
There is a but. It's important to find out which trees are best for your region, which is something you can do easily through your local extension service. And it's important to understand the behavior of some trees. HouseLogic.com produced a slideshow a while back on trees you should never, ever plant. And it really, really touched a nerve. We got so much response that we actually created a sequel slideshow crowdsourced from readers' suggestions for trees they love to hate.
Yeah, oh boy, I got a long list of those. And I'm looking at the slideshows. There are some trees here I would not have guessed would be on the list. So which trees tend to cause a problem?
For starters, the silver maple. It's widespread in eastern states and in the Midwest. It's big, fast-growing, great for shade. But unfortunately, the speed at which it grows makes for weak, brittle wood that can break during severe storms. It also has a shallow root system that can invade sewage pipes and drain fields, and it's notorious for cracking driveways and walkways.
What other trees are problematic and popular trees that we might actually find?
Ash is one of our most beloved trees, right? You know, professional baseball bats are made from its wood. There are many varieties that populate North America, but it's threatened by the emerald ash borer, a tiny beetle that's actually on track to wipe out the species. So if you're looking for a long-term tree for your yard, you probably want to look elsewhere. Another favorite tree of ours, right, the willow. You see in the South people picnicking under a beautiful willow. You know, you're going to recognize it, the long, slender, flowing branches of the willow, but it has a really aggressive, water-hungry root system that absolutely terrorizes drain fields, sewer lines, and irrigation pipes. Plus, the wood is weak and prone to cracking, and the tree is relatively short-lived, lasting only about 30 years.
Oh, gee. Okay. So you don't get that much bang for the buck out of that tree. What about the aspen?
Okay, so it's actually called the quaking aspen. It's found in northern climates and higher elevations, has that really pretty attractive white bark, but its root system is also insidious, sending up dozens of suckers that relentlessly try to turn into new trees. The largest living organism in the world is a Colorado aspen root system that they've actually named. It's called Pando. It weighs 6,600 tons and is thought to be 80,000 years old. Try digging that one out.
Gee, I don't think so. Anything else to avoid?
Yes, something very popular too, the Leland cypress. These fast-growing evergreen trees are really a favorite for their ability to quickly create a living privacy screen, but they require constant upkeep and trimming to keep them healthy, and as they get taller, they increasingly are going to uproot during storms. The center of the tree forms this mass of dried twigs and branches, and that's considered a fire hazard. Many communities, in fact, now are officially cautioning residents about planting them. They advise against it.
Okay, got time for one more.
Okay, another really popular one in the suburbs, Bradford pears. The Bradford pear was imported to the U.S. from China in the early 1900s as a replacement for orchard trees that were dying out. It became a suburban favorite because it has a compact shape and it has pretty spring blossoms. In fact, we used to have one in our yard. Then folks realized that it has a very weak trunk. It has a very weak tree, highly prone to splitting and cracking when it reached maturity. And its blossoms, while they're very pretty, are kind of stinky.
Okay, Pamela Gertz-Cabotti from HouseLogic.com, and you can visit HouseLogic.com/radio. Find out more about trees you should not plant. You really want to have a look at those slideshows I was looking at, and you also have tips at the site on tree maintenance. Pamela, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.